Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Chris Tachi, founder and president of DC Materials in Stoughton. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Absolutely. So first off, why don't you just share a quick overview on your business for those who aren't familiar?
Sure. So we're pretty unique to Wisconsin. We're a turnkey framing contractor. And so what does that mean? Normally, if you want to build a building, you'd buy lumber from a lumberyard, you'd pay somebody else, a contractor, to bring the labor to put all that lumber together, right? We sort of combine the two. So we're a labor and materials contractor. So we build large multifamily apartment buildings in southern Wisconsin, ranging anywhere from 30,000 to 300,000 square feet.
Gotcha. Yeah. And what's the size of your business? How many employees do you have?
We will flex up anywhere from 20 carpenters to, at our busiest time, we'll be running 125 guys. So last year we framed about 1.2 million square feet. So of multifamily. So, 2,000 or what's that work out to? 600 average houses. So,
gotcha. Yeah. And how long has your business been around?
So I've been doing carpentry for 25 years. I spent the first 20 years of my career wearing a tool belt every day, working outside in the winter in the rain and swinging a hammer. It wasn't until 2019 that I sold my first lumber package, and bringing the material in sort of allowed me to grow from being more of a contractor, a guy with a truck, doing my books at night after I got done with work, to being a business owner and having, office employees, office staff, and be able to sort of move out of the field. So 25 years I've been in the trades now.
Excellent. Well, yeah. That's quite a change. And, must be an interesting, big shift in what you've been working on.
It is, we've grown 1,126% in 3 years. And, there's a lot of exciting things that happen when you're sort of rapidly growing business and a lot of new opportunities. But what sort of you find yourself going from a small business to a large business, you don't have systems in place. You don't have the efficiencies that sort of large operators have. And so learning about those things and choosing the right sort of partners to get you there it's been interesting.
I bet. And well, congrats on that really rapid growth. That's super exciting, Chris. And I wanted to ask, over the decades you spent in the industry and then your more recent foray into your current business role, what kind of trends have you observed, particularly most recently, either in, the cost of materials, supply chain, things like that, or something else entirely? Just hoping you can share some insights with our listeners.
Yeah. So, being in housing and there being a nation facing a housing shortage, affordable housing, or just housing in general, construction's an old school sort of industry. And there's a lot of guys who do it that way because they've always done it that way, right? And I think you've seen a pushback on that. Since about 2017, McKinsey published a report about the lack of innovation in construction. Since that report's been published, sort of there's been a lot of private equity that's gone into construction, trying to push technology and solve sort of the housing crisis. And that's kind of brought at the forefront, we call offsite solutions. So modular housing, using building components, doing anything, any part or piece that you can take and do it offsite and bring to the job site sort of streamlined labor. I think there's a lot of really great ideas out there. I think there's a lot of mediocre ideas. There's been a lot of capital, which means a lot of opportunities, a lot of opportunities to fail, a lot of opportunities to succeed. But in general, I think it's starting to push construction and leaders in construction into much more of a forward thinking position. And so, you know, one of the ways we've been able to optimize and be better than all of our competitors is we use offsite components. So pre-built walls, pre-built floors, pre-built stair sections. And so if you're driving around Madison, Milwaukee, and you see one of these four-story apartment buildings, no matter the size of that, because we're using offsite solutions, we can deliver that building in 8 weeks. And it's a pretty unique proposition, especially with the cost to carry and interest on construction loans these days. But offsite is a buzzword. A lot of the leaders think that offsite is going to be the solution to the housing problems. And I tend to agree. I think it's sort of a 10-year proposition, and not, you know, people with financial interests like to think it's 2 or 3 years out, but it's not. Another interesting thing that I'm seeing is the Inflation Reduction Act introduced some very good tax credits for building with ENERGY STAR standards. And after that passed, we very quickly started seeing plans drawn with extra insulation and higher standards for construction. And so I think that's a good move in the right direction. So that's what's on my radar as far as change and direction.
Gotcha. Very interesting. Glad to hear about how your business approach is fitting into that broader strategy, as well as some of the impact of the federal level changes there.
Yeah.
All really interesting stuff, Chris. And I want to ask, you know, we've talked about a little about your past, about what you're paying attention to right now. I want to ask, what's the future look like for you with all this, you know, great growth in the last few years? What are the next 4 or 5 years look like for your company?
Yeah, we want to continue our growth. We just moved from a sort of a 20,000 square foot lumber yard that we've expanded. Now it's 120,000 square feet. We've added additional cold storage facilities, and we're doing an office showroom build out at the moment. And so we're sort of increasing our capacity to hold inventory, and to sort of serve the framing labor that we employ to make sure they're successful. So continuing to grow our business and continuing to push what people think is possible from framing contractor. And also, I think in general, I want to find the right way to phrase it, but we want to bring more professionalism to our trade. A carpenter, the framer, is the guy who's delivering the physical structure of a house, an apartment building. And in the past, it's been hard to get a framer involved early, to find value, to make sure plans are drawn the way that it's going to work well for us. Making sure all the parts and pieces are in the ideal spot according to the skilled craftsman who's going to be putting those things together. And so moving from getting it drawn, ready to build print, into having more conversations with architects and developers and bringing the skill set to the table very early is a very real goal of ours, not just for the success of DC Materials, but sort of push the message out there that framers can be a real asset very early on at a national level. And I do some work on that, in that space as well. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Chris, for sharing that look ahead, the look back, and all the really great insights we've talked about today. So really appreciate your time coming on the WISP Business Podcast.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.